Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Dirk at Home Depot 405.
Yes, how may I help you?
I believe you folks did a measure and such for putting some appliances for one of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And their appliances have arrived, and I'm not sure why there's no they were calling a Dan who came out and measured, and they're not
mm-hmm.
getting any contact with him. Is he supposed to follow through on that, or
follow through on what, the install?
Yes.
Do they have an install order?
Well, the original, I can give you the original PO number.
Your PO numbers don't come up in our system. What is the customer's phone number?
The customer's phone number is 602-384-3231.
All right, that's going to be 602-384-3231. Bear with me one moment. Still waiting on it to load.
Okay. Know how that works.
It's great technology that we work with, but it gets slower and slower every day.
Yep.
Okay, let's see what is in the system. Is this from, they had an order, let's see. Because this is going to be for customer's name is S-A-D-I-K. S-A-D-I-K. Last name is D-R-A-G-I-N-O-V-I-C.
Correct.
At 3926 West Dunlap Avenue in Phoenix. Okay. So they had an order for a measurement. The measurement was completed on the 6th. What I'm not seeing is an installation order. The only thing in our system under that phone number is a measurement.
Okay. And do you have information that should have been sent to us so that we could construct a installation order?
So they did the measurement. The documents were uploaded to show the measurement documents were all done. So after that, a installation order should have been done, because have they paid for the install?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm coming into this from a panic phone call from them, and I'm not the person that originated this, and I don't have them available to tell me. So I'm trying to find out what information you have and what information we need to get you to get this thing straightened out.
What we need would be an install order.
Okay.
Once we receive an order for installation, then we can get that set up for a date and time for them.
Right. So can you send over that information again?
I can't send it over. It was uploaded in the system by the technician. He uploaded the pictures and everything.
Okay. And the system's supposed to do it automatically?
Systems, no. You are able to look at it in the system to see what he's uploaded. It's what you're able to do. You should be able to see that on your side.
Okay, out of our okay, I see that there. On the 6th, she was waiting for it.
Because there's a note on here total that customer will have to pay for custom labor, which is $153. And 53 cents. And it says in electric wall and double. It has the model number because it's at XPO Tech will need to build a pedestal. That's one of the notes on the item.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, they are in the system.
So it would have come to our document viewer type thing, or would have been, it wouldn't be just an email?
I'm not sure how it is on your end. I don't know what it comes through on your end. But, yes, it is there. The document is there.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do to check this, find this at this end at this point. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XPO.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.